welcome to the Essential Tennis Podcast. If you love tennis and want to improve your game, this podcast is for you. Whether it's technique, strategy, equipment, or the mental game, tennis professional Ian Westerman is here to make you a better player. And now, here's Ian.
Hi, and welcome to the Essential Tennis Podcast, your place for free, expert tennis instruction that can truly help you improve your game. Well, two quick announcements before we get going on today's show. First of all, the podcast archives are now available. You can download any of the old Essential Tennis Podcast episodes. All you have to do is go to essentialtennis.com/podcast, go to the podcast page, and click on the archives button up on the top. From there, all you have to do is just sign up for my weekly newsletter that tells you about things that are going on at essentialtennis.com. And you should really already be signed up for the newsletter anyway, because it gives you guys great information about new instructional content that you can get at Essential Tennis. Second of all, I have a new blog up at essentialtennis.com. It is Essential Tennis Tour News. You guys can find out all about what's happening on the professional circuit, find out and learn about new players, up-and-coming players, and tournament results. So check that out as well. It's up at the top of each page, Tour News. All right, well, today on the podcast, I have a special guest. Her name is Sally. Anybody who's been listening to the podcast for a while knows who Sally is. She's a great, enthusiastic member of the Essential Tennis community, and I'm really happy to have her on the show. So sit back, relax, and get ready for some great tennis instruction. Hi, Sally. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doing great. I'm really excited to have you on the podcast. You've been one of my kind of longest time listeners. You've kind of been on board from the beginning, and I've had a really fun time following your progress as a tennis player, as have other members of the community at Essential Tennis. And I've been wanting to have you on the show for a little while just so that you could kind of share your experiences that you've had as you've grown as a tennis player from one level to the next. And I'm excited to have you on so that you can share with other listeners what you think is important to actually improving and bringing your level up in tennis to a higher level of play. So thanks a lot for being on the show.
Oh, Ian, thank you so much for having me. I tell you, I am so grateful to all the help that you've given me, Essential Tennis Forums has given me, and I'm just so glad to be here, and I hope I can offer some suggestions to just regular tennis players like myself. I'm a student of the game. I love the game and everything that goes with it, so I'm glad to be here.
Great. Well, that's exactly, you're exactly the type of person I was looking for when I started the website, somebody who's really enthusiastic and just loves to play and be out there, and you're more of an encouragement than you think. When you go and post on the forums about how you've improved a certain part of your game and give feedback and talk to other members as well and give them ideas, that's really what it's all about. And so I really appreciate that you keep coming back and sharing with everybody. And that's why I knew you'd be a great guest on the show. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm glad. That's great.
Well, let's get started. First of all, let's give the listeners just a little bit of background information about yourself. About how long have you been playing? What level are you currently? How often do you play? Give us some general background about yourself.
Okay. All right. Well, basically, I started playing in my 30s, you know, maybe about 10 years ago. I never played tennis growing up or in college or anything like that, but I was always into sports. I always felt like I was a good athlete and coordinated. And so when I got older, I thought, God, I'd love to play a sport that I could kind of play forever, you know, golf, tennis. And at the time, I was playing soccer, which I thought, well, I can't play that forever. But anyway, I started off at a club, probably at a 3-0 level, and now I'm worked my way up through lessons. I'm at a 4-0 level now. And so it's just, something that I really encourage people to get out there and do as they, raise their kids and get older, get out there and play some tennis. It's really fun.
Yeah, I agree. It's a great sport that you truly can play for a lifetime. That's one of the things that as I've grown older, I really appreciate about it. And I know I'm going to be active all as long as I can possibly play, I will be. And
yeah,
you're right, that's a great benefit to the sport. Well, let's talk about your development as a player, and specifically, what happened in your game. When you first contacted me, I think it was about 8 months or so ago.
Yeah, it was last summer, yeah.
Yeah, you had kind of hit a wall in your game, and you were really frustrated, and you weren't sure if you were going to be able to kind of break through that, you know, the barriers that you had. Tell us a little bit about what you think had gotten in your way, and tell us about that process where you were starting.
That was so miserable. I was really at a fork in the road, and I came to this point where I thought, you know, I'm just not going to compete anymore. I'm so frustrated and miserable, and I was at this point where I was really excited about the things I was learning while I was practicing on the court. I was really hitting the ball nice and really felt like I was making some progress. But then I would go into a real tournament or a real USTA match, and I would just freeze up. I would just get this anxiety, this fear.
I know that feeling.
and I think I was, so I said, forget it, Sally. This is just not worth it. Why don't you just be one of those ladies that plays a couple times a week? But that made me miserable to think about doing that. So I was miserable competing, and I was miserable at the thought of not competing. And I just had, like, wells of tears in my eyes. I just hated it. So I stumbled upon EssentialTennis.com, and I was really, really excited about it. And I wrote to you, and I think you explained and made me feel comfortable. You were generous enough to, you know, share that you had sort of had an experience like that yourself. And you went over, really, made me realize that I'm not alone. And I felt like maybe I was the only one that kind of went through this. But other players have experienced this too. In fact, they wrote a great book, Mental Tennis, by Vic Braden, which you kind of recommended that I read.
Yeah, it's a great book.
I devoured that like four times over.
Yeah.
That was super helpful.
Definitely.
And I think just knowing, I think this whole community of Essential Tennis, knowing that I wasn't the only one, I tell you, I've never had that feeling again. I just worked through that with your suggestions about, you know, not having unrealistic expectations and just, you know, not have that fear of losing. Just hit your shot and don't worry about the score and kind of get out of your own way a little bit. And, oh, it's just been wonderful. Because now I compete. I never have that. I can't remember now. I just never have that feeling of anxiety ever again. So it's great.
Well, let's get just a little bit farther in depth on, you started touching on some mental topics there, mental tennis topics, and obviously Mental Tennis is an excellent book. I highly recommend it, and I've actually had it for sale on the website for a little while. It's a book that helped me a great deal myself back when I was in college. And we're going to talk about, just to give listeners here a little bit of an outline, Sally and I are going to talk about the mental differences that have really changed your game from one level to the next. We're also going to talk about technique and physical differences, and also strategy. Since we already started getting into the mental side, let's start there and go a little bit more in depth. And let me just add that it's so important to understand, everybody listening, that everybody does deal with feelings of anxiety. And I can completely 100% relate with what you're talking about, Sally, about almost, you know, being to the point where it's not worth it anymore, because it's so frustrating to go and play and compete and just have that level of stress and tension over it. I experienced that in college, even at a relatively high level of play. It happens to everybody. So you talked about different ways of taking the pressure off. What was the biggest difference as you read through Mental Tennis? What was the biggest thing that took the pressure off for you and made it enjoyable again?
Well, I think just not worrying about being perfect and not worrying about the score, and just being so grateful that you're out there competing and that you have this opportunity to be on this beautiful court on this day.
Absolutely.
And you're out there hitting. And, you know, it's so thankful. And it was just sort of like, I think, like I said, just knowing that I wasn't the only one, I just took this pressure off myself, and I said, geez, just enjoy it. And I think that was probably one of the biggest things. I just had a little bit more, kind of put everything in perspective a little bit more, you know. I think that's about it. And then as far as Brenna, I'm not sure if I worked on my confidence a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I just took some pressure off myself, and I think because it was the pressure that was sort of leading to the choking. So, I think that's about it.
I remember talking about that topic when you first wrote me the question. And everybody feels pressure for different reasons. Some people, they have a fear of losing. They think that losing is just this terrible, awful thing that you shouldn't ever do. When in reality, losing is just part of sports. Everybody's going to lose. It doesn't matter how good you are, you will lose at some point. And so realizing that losing is just part of the process, I think takes a lot of pressure off of people. And I remember talking to you also about a lot of people put pressure on themselves to perform for a teammate, or sometimes younger junior players, for a parent, that sort of thing. But I think what you said is exactly right. Just enjoy the process, enjoy just being there in the moment, and it just makes pressure just melt away. It makes it so much easier to just play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I just also really tried to, I always felt like, you know, there's sort of like two sides of my head going on. Like I was, you know, like an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other or something.
Sure.
But I was watching the ball, and it's just hard to explain. It's getting into that zone and getting into that place where you can just play naturally.
Right.
And I had to have faith in that. I had to have faith that I feel like I've been, since a child, been blessed with an athletic ability. And I'm blessed with a feeling of being coordinated more so than most people. And so I really have high expectations for myself. I feel like I should be playing really well.
I can relate to that too. Yeah.
I should be beating everybody, you know, that kind of thing. So, I needed to feel that, I needed to have faith that I would say to myself, you are a really great athlete, and just have faith that when that ball comes over, and one thing that you always used to tell me was just to have that nice, clean contact, and I would focus on that, just clean contact, and let yourself go, and let yourself be yourself. Mm-hmm. Have faith that you are so capable of doing this. So those kind of things help too.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, have faith and know you're going to do well, but on the other hand, just take it in stride if you don't come out on top as well. It's a delicate balance between those two things. But being able to find that balance is what's going to make tennis the most enjoyable, even at maybe a high competitive level of play where people take it relatively seriously. It's still possible to have fun even when you are in a competitive environment. A lot of people just assume it's kind of one or the other. It's possible to have both.
Yeah.
Well, right. Any other last thoughts before we move on?
Well, mentally, probably no. I think I've covered. I can't really think any more about that.
Okay. Well, I think we covered a lot of great stuff there. Those are all
great
tips, and all of those things are worth going over on a regular basis for sure. But let's go on to physical and technical changes that you've made in the last 6 or 8 months. I know from following your match results and hearing you talk about playing people that you had played before and lost to badly, and then all of a sudden you're right there with them or even beating them. I know that you've made technical changes as well in your game. Tell us about some of the biggest differences that have made the impact of raising your level of play.
Oh, well, I tell you, this is the part where I got a big smile on my face. Okay, so I think drilling has really helped me a lot. I think we all talked about that, and so, you know, I think, you know, you and Jason were even saying, if you want to really feel good about yourself, hit that ball a million times.
Yeah.
And then I think you said, you know, give or take one or two times. I mean, in other words, you really have to get out there and drill. So that's helped me a lot. And I know you've talked about topspin and hitting up on the ball,
mm-hmm.
Especially when you're, you know, not just on your ground strokes, but in your serve too. So technically, I've been thinking about that, just hitting up more, you know, and there's just a lot of things I've been just doing, you know, physically, obviously, you know, cross training and just trying to keep myself in shape. So, but it's just really been really exciting. I've had a lot of people say to me, God, you've really gotten a lot better. And I think, you know, of course I've taken some private lessons here and there, but this Essential Tennis, I think, has just sort of put me over the top with the thinking and the strategizing and everything. So
good.
It's been really exciting. Yeah.
Well, go back for me a little bit and talk a little more about drilling and hitting with more topspin and swinging upwards. I know that one big thing for you was hitting the ball more aggressively and having the confidence to have that consistent kind of aggressive
right.
swing on your ground strokes. What has been the big breakthrough for you there in being able to hit more aggressively and confidently?
Well, I think what really sunk in with me is having that athletic stance and really, you know, your lower body just being 100%. I think you guys were talking about that.
Yeah.
And picking that target. I used to aim for the lines. Okay, I'm going to try and go as deep as I can and get on that line as much as I can. So I really think now in my drills to, I'm visualizing 3 feet in and really keeping my legs in that athletic stance. And then as far as swinging up and I'm taking off the pace, and it's just kind of making it all flow a lot better. And if I do this in a drill, like for an hour and a half, I'm drilling and I'm doing this. And when I get into a real match situation, I just have so much more confidence.
Awesome.
I just know I hit that shot, and I'm thinking in a real match when that ball comes over, I'm thinking I'm going to hit that 3 feet in, and I'm going to hit it down the line because I just did that about 4,000 times yesterday, so I know I can do it.
Exactly.
So, and it's fun, you know, and then all that pressure, all the other things we were talking about, it just starts to really flow, and I tell you, it's so fun. So it's really great to know how to. Just to have that preparation. I think a lot of people, they get into their groove where they do their little groups every, you know, Mondays and Wednesdays, and they don't put that extra effort in. But if you just even show up a half hour early and ask someone to hit with you, God, you'd just mm-hmm. be amazed at how much better your game can get. Or mm-hmm. even show up an hour early and just hit a hopper full of balls and work on your serve. Or I used to go to a wall at our school, our local school, and just hit on a wall, you know, and...
Yeah, that's great practice.
It's amazing the difference. Just that little bit of extra effort puts in. Because I'll see people come on the court and maybe they've come off from their job and they're busy and they get frustrated because they're missing some volleys or they're missing some shots. I'm thinking, well, you haven't been practicing.
Right, exactly. Why are you surprised that that's not going to play?
Yeah.
And isn't it gratifying?
Really,
sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I just really encourage people to just do that little, you know, plan your time. Maybe a half hour early or an hour early, and just make that extra effort. You'll be amazed.
Yeah, it pays off big time. And you were talking about how much fun it is then to then take that specific practice, aiming for a specific target, using a specific swing, and doing it X number of times. Isn't it so gratifying then to go and play points and then have that exact shot show up? And then be able to then perform and do it, and it works out.
Right. And in drills, I get to I really get to know myself. I'll say, man, I am so much better at going down the line with my forehand than I am with my backhand. And I don't know why, but I can cross over to the backhand side so much better than I can the deuce side. So I get to know my own strengths and weaknesses really fast. And so, you know, I know we talked about strategy, about identifying your opponent's strengths and weaknesses. It's really important to know what you can do a lot better than, you know, it's really important to know what you can do too.
Yeah, I agree. Without putting that time in, like you said, you don't know yourself well, and you'll end up making choices or choosing to go for shots that in reality you don't really have, or they're not the highest percentage choice. And that's how matches are lost, by making bad decisions like that.
Yeah. And you know, I don't want to keep gushing over Essential Tennis, but I tell you, this is what's raised I call it my tennis IQ. It's raised my level. And people, because really, where can you sit and listen to a pro lecture for a half hour and then have a discussion afterwards? It's like, it really is like taking tennis classes online, and it's just making me a better player. I would never really have done all this drilling if it hadn't been for listening to all you guys talk about how important it is to drill.
Great.
So it's really inspiring. I'm telling you.
That definitely, you know, obviously that makes me happy to hear you say that. And it's great that it's been a help to you and others as well. That's been the whole point for sure has been to help people improve. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show to have you talk about exactly what steps you have taken to improve, because there are a lot of people out there, club level players that just get stuck for years and years and years at the same level. And it may or may not bother them very much. They might be fine with that, and that's perfectly fine. But for those who have the desire to put in that extra effort of showing up early or staying late and drilling like you're talking about, you can continue to improve just by getting good resources, good information that we try to put out every week. And you're the one putting in the effort, Sally. So cheers to you on putting in the time and the effort and the focus needed, and it's paying off.
Well, and you know, I just say never, ever give up, because I know in all my development here of just kind of getting a little bit better, I know I get to this point where I'm so frustrated, and I think, I can't do it. I want to give up. But it's that moment where you're really going to break through to a higher level of excellence if you can just keep on going. So a lot of people at that point want to just forget it. Yeah, forget it. I can't do this. You know, maybe they'll compare themselves to other people. That's the first mistake. Never compare yourself to anybody else, because we're all our own athletic, you know, we all have our own athletic expression.
Sure.
And we all, you know, we're all unique, and everybody can has their own way of doing it. It would be like an artist, like a painter, looking at someone else's painting saying, oh, I can't paint like them. Worst thing you can do, you know, just
I agree.
You're blessed with your own athletic ability, and you need to express it for yourself. And by expressing it, you'll be gratified. And it's so individual. So just never compare yourself to anybody else, you know. You'll break through if you just stick to it, you know, and it's so exciting when you break through. I've had, like I said, before I started listening to Essential Tennis, I never could beat this one great player. I have so much respect for her. And you guys did a whole show on her type of game. And boy, I just took all that advice, and I was able to flip it over and beat her quite handily. And
it's great.
Was shocked.
Was that the Pusher show by chance?
Yeah.
I remember that show.
That was it. And boy, that was so exciting for me.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, let's move on, Sally. That's great discussion there on the physical, you know, the drilling and the actual technical side of things. Great information there. And now let's go ahead and move on to strategy. You discussed briefly that the drilling strategically has made you more aware of your own game. What other strategy changes have you been able to implement over the last 6 or 8 months that have really brought the level of your play up?
Amazing. It's just so amazing, because I think you've been trying to, you know, tell us the importance of paying really close attention and finding their strengths and their weaknesses. And if you can do that, then you can come up with this plan. And I played in a singles match last week, and I remember thinking, okay, well, if I play this particular player, and I have played her before, what am I going to do? And I go, well, let's see. I know she loves to come to the net. She's got great ground strokes on both sides, and she's a little higher level than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, what am I going to do when she comes to the net? Because she's a great volleyer, so I don't want to just hit him right to her.
Right.
Well, I thought, and plus her overheads are great. So I was kind of lost, and I thought, well, I'm going to try and overhead over her backhand side, because I think those backhand overheads are a lot harder to get.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came up with this plan. And it really worked. I was just amazed at how...
Did it surprise you?
I was thrilled. And I thought, okay, I know when she comes to the net, I mean, she's just amazing volley, loves pace. And I said, well, top spin a ball that's going to just sort of drop with not a lot of pace right down to her feet. She was dumping those balls in the net.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just... It was working. And so, of course, the whole time when I was trying to go deep to her... really, again, thinking about that 3 feet in. So she was saying, wow, you're really consistent. And, you know, so I don't know. These things that I've been taking from Essential Tennis, that kind of comes with me into these matches. And I just really, that's what I'm thinking about. So.
So just in general, if I hear you correctly, it's just paying attention in general, just noticing patterns and strengths and weaknesses.
Patterns, yeah. And well, like I know, and you said to notice patterns on their serve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was noticing that. I almost had a sense, like you were talking about having like a sixth sense, you know, of what's going to happen just based on paying attention.
Yep.
And so I knew that when she was going to serve, I go, you know, I bet she's going to go down the tee because that's what she seems like she's doing. And sure enough, she did, and I was ready for it. And I think she was surprised that I was getting all these shots. So it was, but, you know, you cannot have any nerves or anything when you're, so that maybe this is because I'm focusing so much on this, I'm forgetting to be nervous. You know?
Yes. No, that's exactly correct. That's one of the best ways to take care of nerves is to make yourself focus on something else. So you have the ability to make your mind focus on something. And if the current thought in your mind is, wow, this is a huge point, I got to win this point, and you allow that to permeate in your mind, you will get tense. I mean, it's just human nature. It's a basic reaction. So by taking, for example, the placement of her serve and starting to think about that just as one small example, you're right. That takes your focus and shifts it to something constructive and something that can actually help you win the match as opposed to thinking about things that you have no control over. Like, oh crap, this is a big point.
Right.
You know, obviously that's going to happen whether you wanted to or not, but paying attention to the other details is that's where matches are swung one way or the other big time.
Yeah, and I love it when you and Jason start talking back and forth because that is so informative. And I think you were talking about, you know, paying really close attention on what your opponent loves and trying to take that away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. I know I talked to a really good player that I know, and she was so frustrated because she had won the first set, and then her opponent totally changed it up on her and started doing these loopy shots, and she lost the second set and the third set.
Uh-huh.
And it's just her opponent must have said, boy, this girl really likes pace, and she really likes, you know, these certain shots. I'm just going to start looping the ball with no pace. It's amazing how even really good players, you have to respect every ball that comes over, every ball that is, you know, it's either, even if it's not a fast-paced ball, you know, you have to just really try to go, not discount any you know, soft little ball that comes over, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's in play and if it's on your side of the court, it's, as they say, the ball is in your court. You got to come up with something. that challenges your opponents, or at the very least keeps them from attacking and being comfortable 100%. Otherwise, this is, strategy is so complicated, and people just assume tennis is just about hitting the ball in and that's it. And it's incredibly complex. And not only is it just complex in general, but as you were saying about that higher level player, that their opponent made that adjustment, strategy is something that is always in flux. It's always shifting back and forth. There's good players are constantly making small adjustments and changes. And if you're not able to notice what's going on in front of you, before you know it, the match will be over because your opponent made adjustments that gave them an advantage over you and you didn't adjust back. And
right.
So it's tough. It's total mental training.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that happens in the second set.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you figured out yourself the first set, and then maybe your opponent will now figure something out about you in the second set. So it's like you said, it kind of keeps going back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess I seem to have a problem sometime in the second set. It's like, I don't know if I let down or if that actually happens, my opponent is figuring out maybe what I'm doing and I'm not reacting to that or I'm not adjusting that. So
after winning the first set specifically?
If I win the first set.
It's probably a combination of both. Yeah, they're very motivated. If they want to win, you know, this is the chance. They got to come up with something. And on the other hand, people oftentimes let their guard down after winning a set, especially easy, and thinking, well, you know, I can just pretty much coast at this point, and that's when things start to fall apart.
Yeah, or just that pre-celebration, you know.
Yep.
So, okay, yeah. That's what I was kind of, you know, wanted to talk about, too, is that second set letdown. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, good discussion there on strategy. And we're just about out of time here, Sally. It's gone by quickly, okay. As I told
yes.
you. What?
Yes, it has.
let's talk real quickly here about what are your future goals now? You've made the jump from probably 3.5 or so up to 4.0, and I know that you're starting to challenge 4.5 players now. What are your goals ultimately now that you've started to really make big improvements in your game? Where do you want to go?
Well, you know, I don't really care so much about that rating thing because, you know, it's like you said, I can play, I can lose on any level, to tell you the truth. But I can, when I play, if I ever make it to a 4-5, that would be great. I'm not sure if that will ever happen, but I think my goals right now are just to continue, just finding that zone and getting into that zone and mm-hmm. continue to, improve my shots. I'd love to maybe win a tournament. I mean, I think that would be really great. I love tournaments. That's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, great.
I think just stay healthy and continue on the path I'm on and really surround myself with the right people. I think that may have been something Billie Jean King said in one of her recent books, but it's so important to surround yourself with the right people.
Sure.
And just, I guess those are my goals. I just want to continue to stay strong and continue to improve, really regardless of my rating, I guess.
Okay.
That's not so important to me.
Good. Well, that's great, Sally. And we're going to go ahead and wrap things up. Again, I really appreciate you being on the show.
Well,
and
thank you.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, and you will continue to improve. As long as you continue with the good attitude you have now, and you continue to address all these different parts of your game and give a good, honest effort into improving them, I promise you, you will keep improving. And it's a lot of fun to see you continuing to advance.
Oh, thank you so much. I just can't tell you how much of the heart of it that you've played in this. So I just really encourage everybody out there to listen and be a part of the forums. And I mean, this is just a great opportunity for all of us to get better. So thank you so much, Ian, really.
You're welcome, Sally. It's been great working with you back and forth. And hopefully someday we can work in person, too. It'd be great to hit with you sometime.
That would be so much fun. So, yeah. Okay, well, great. And I'll just continue to, your podcast, I swear, they just keep getting better and better. And they're just even the old ones. I mean, it's good to go back and listen to the old ones, but I'm just really excited every week to hear the new podcast coming out. So continued great success for you and good luck with everything.
All right. Thanks very much, Sally. And thanks again for being on the show, and I'll see you back on the forums.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Well, that brings this episode of the Essential Tennis Podcast to a close. Well, that's it, guys. That's how you improve your tennis game. You become enthusiastic, you seek out good information, and then you go out on the practice court and on the competition court, and you give a full effort and pay attention. And these are all things that you gotta have if you really want to be the best player you can. If you want to play to your full potential, everything Sally and I talked about, it's necessary. And those are the type of people, again, that I'm looking for. These are the types of people that are just fun to work with because of their enthusiasm and passion for the game. So Sally, thank you again for being a guest on the show. I really enjoyed it. Well, before we wrap up, again, guys, go over to EssentialTennis.com this week. Check out the new Tour News blog, and you can download previous episodes of the podcast over at the podcast archives as well. All right, well, have a great week, everybody. Take care, and good luck with your tennis.